Today, it says nihilist in big black letters. That's not so bad. That's almost sweet. Big Bargains flumps toward me on her fat seal belly while I light the wicks on my beeswax door and we watch them burn together until the word melts away. I don't think I'm a nihilist, Big Bargains. Do you? She rolls over onto my matchbox stash so that I'll rub her stomach. Rubbing a seal's stomach is the opposite of nihilism. Yesterday, an old man hobbled up over a ridge of rusted bicycles and punched me so hard it broke my nose. By law, I had to let him. I had to say, "Thank you, grandfather, for my instruction." I had to stand there and wait in case he wanted to do something else to me. Anything but kill me. Those were his rights. But he didn't want more. He just wanted to cry and ask me why I did it. And the law doesn't say I have to answer that, so I just stared at him until he went away. Once, a gang of schoolgirls shaved off all my hair and wrote cunt in blue marker on the back of my skull. "Thank you, sisters, for my instruction." The schoolboys do worse. After graduation, they come round and eat my food and hold me down and try to make me cry, which I never do. It's their rite of passage. "Thank you, brothers, for my instruction." But other than that, I'm really a very happy person. I'm awfully lucky when you think about it. Garbage Town is the most wonderful place anybody has ever lived in the history of the world. Even if you count the pyramids and New York City and Camelot. I have Grape Crush and Big Bargains and my hibiscus flower, and I can fish like I've got bait for a heart, so I hardly ever go hungry. And once, I found a ruby ring and a New Mexico license plate inside a bluefin tuna. Everyone says they only hate me because I annihilated hope and butchered our future. But I know better. And anyway, it's a lie. Some people are just born to be despised. The loathing of Tetley began small and grew bigger and bigger, like the Thames, until it swallowed me whole. Maruchan and I were born 50 years after the Great Sorting, which is another lucky thing that happened to me. After all, I could have been born a fuckwit and gotten drowned with all the rest of them. Or I could have grown up on a misery boat, sailing around hopelessly looking for land. Or one of the first to realise people could live on a patch of garbage in the Pacific Ocean the size of the place that used to be called Texas. Or I could have been a sorter and spent my whole life moving rubbish from one end of the patch to the other so that a pile of crap could turn into a country and babies could be born in places like Candlehole or Scrap Metal Abbey or Pill Hill or Toyside or Teagate. Candlehole is the most beautiful place in Garbage Town, which is the most beautiful place in the world. All the stubs of candles the fuckwits threw out, piled up into hills and mountains and caverns and dells, votive candles and taper candles and tea lights and birthday candles and big, fat, colourful pillar candles, stacked and somewhat melted into a great, crumbling, gorgeous warren of wicks and wax. All the houses are cosy little honeycombs melted into the hillside, with smooth round windows and low golden ceilings. At night, from far away, Candlehole looks like a firefly palace. When the wind blows, it smells like cinnamon and freesia and cranberries and lavender and fresh linen scent and new car smell. 2. The Terrible Power of Fuckwit Cake. Our parents' names are Life and Time. Time lay down on her fresh linen scent wax bed, and I came out of her first, then Maruchan. But even though I got here first, I came out blue as the ocean, not breathing, with the umbilical cord wrapped round my neck, and Maruchan wailing, still squeezing my noose with his tiny fist, like he was trying to get me free. Dr. Pims unstrangled and unblued me, and put me in a Hawaiian fantasy-scented wax hollow in our living room.